Joining us in studio this morning is Bill Hutnut, the publisher for the Chronicle Telegram, and a disclosure, right? You don't want a disclaimer. I was just going to say
right,
that
no disclaimer.
The Chronicle
disclosure.
Telegram and WEOL owned by the Lorraine Printing and Publishing Company as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a relative has come to visit here.
Like a cousin.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Just one big happy family from across the square.
Exactly. And playing a little holiday music in the background there, because we'll talk in a minute about the Not Forgotten box. Is Jingles out there, by the way? Is he?
He is. He's out there in his home, and he's helping accept the donations from the community and the people who come in to do some business with us.
All right. And that's actually officially kicking off on Monday, right?
Yes, Monday from 10 to 5. And then on Saturday, December 10th, I believe it is, from 9 to 2, we'll be taking donations. And there should be some people up there greeting everyone and taking pictures. And we'll see get as many of those in the paper as we can.
All right, we'll talk about that in a little bit, too. But something different and new coming up on Saturday, December 3rd. Talk about this sort of change in the new Saturday edition, as it's called.
Sure. So it'll be the Chronicle Telegram weekend edition. On each Saturday, you'll be getting your Chronicle as you would, but instead of it being your typical Saturday paper, it'll be your Saturday paper plus all of the extras in Sunday that you've come to know and love from your Sunday paper. And your Sunday paper will be a digital e-edition. But, you know, all of those extra print features you like on your Sunday, like your Sunday comics, Homes Plus, longer reads, additional puzzles, those will appear in print on Saturday as part of the weekend edition. And it should be, you know, hefty enough of a product that you could read it over the entire weekend.
When Bill was looking through his archives, and of course, if you're in a newspaper business, you could spend your just days looking through archives and reading old stories and things like that. But you found something from the 1950s that's kind of pertaining to sort of a similar situation that was occurring at that time.
Right. So as I was preparing and doing some research about the Not Forgotten box for this interview today, I wanted to look into the origins of it and see, you know, exactly where it started. And we announced it on December 7th, 1957, in the weekend edition of the Chronicle Telegram, because, you know, we didn't always have a Sunday newspaper, and I didn't know the exact date until yesterday, but it was September 9th, 1968, or whatever that Sunday was, mm-hmm. because the following Saturday we responded to some criticism of the Saturday paper when the Sunday came out. So, yeah, what's old is new again. The weekend edition is debuting tomorrow, and I just thought it was pretty funny how, you know, we come here to talk about the weekend edition and the Not Forgotten box, just to see that the Not Forgotten box was officially announced to the community in the weekend edition of the Chronicle Telegram.
What about that part where those people were complaining so they had just a Saturday or weekend edition, and then when they added the Sunday, people now are complaining that the Saturday paper was getting smaller or something was happening to the Saturday. There's always people looking to find something that maybe not. But obviously the news, whether the news is happening Saturday or Sunday, you still have information getting out there as well. But again, that's coming up tomorrow, the new Saturday edition, or they call it the weekend edition, I guess.
Weekend edition, yes.
Okay, so that's where all those features and the different things that people are expecting all kind of in ones.
Yeah, so all of the features, like I said, that you love about the Sunday edition in print will be in print just a day early, and it's timely enough that you can read it over the whole weekend. You'll get your color Sunday comics on Saturday, your Homes Plus, and, you know, if your Sunday revolves around some of that, just put that aside and save it for Sunday, and then you can complement that with your e-edition on Sunday to get your news for what happened on Saturday, because, you know, as we all know, people's habits have changed, and I think people are on their devices and consume news on them more than they really realize.
Yeah. How have you seen how people are consuming news? There's some parts of it where some people are thinking, I don't even have to pay for this stuff anymore. In other words, it's sort of out there everywhere and you find it. But obviously as a business, that's still something you have to kind of keep an eye on, right? To do that.
Yeah. And it's just getting more fragmented. I mean, you know, back before the internet, it was kind of in the control of newspapers, radio stations, and TV stations, you know, where things were consumed. It was just on those mediums. Then that's just been completely flipped with the internet. Now people get to consume where the news is most convenient to them. So you just have to create it and put it in front of the eyeballs that are looking to consume it. So it's a bit more challenging, but, you know, by the numbers, our print plus digital audiences far surpass our peak print audience. So it's you're reaching a different demographic of people that you wouldn't before without the internet. And we're happy to still be doing the print for the people that, you know, have grown to love that.
Things change, but hopefully not too much for the Not Forgotten Box. Goes back to 1957, like you say. I'm always amazed at the pictures of, in the paper, of families that come in and drop off new toys. I always think that's so cool because the family goes out and shops and then turns them over to you. Where do they go from the Chronicle?
So we truck them over to the Salvation Army. We'll take them over, depending on how many we have, either, you know, every day or, you know, 3-4 times a week. And then they store them over there. And then they will assemble all the packages together that will go out to the families who have signed up for the program.
Talking this morning with Bill Hudnett, publisher for the Chronicle Telegram. The Not Forgotten Box officially kicks off on Monday. And there's also kind of sometimes cash donations as well. And you were telling me before we went on the air that sometimes you get to go on your shopping spree or going off and doing something like that. Talk a little bit about what that's like to sort of be able to get that kind of thing and have all those toys to be able to hand over to the Salvation Army.
It's every kid's dream, just with the perspective of understanding how much help you're able to do. Because Bruce said, if you don't want to donate toys or you're from out of town, you can't swing by the Chronicle, then people send in cash donations. And with that money, we'll go out to, well, at the time, a Toys R Us or Target or whatever it might be, and you get to load up on $2,000 to $3,000 worth of toys. And I mean, you tie up a couple of registers for a half hour. It's kind of a spectacle as you're doing it. But, you know, you walk out of there with a 10-foot long receipt that you get to truck all this stuff over to the Salvation Army, and you see the impact that it makes. So it's really rewarding to do. And Craig, as you had mentioned, families like to come in and they like to donate as well as other organizations around town. I mean, from both Rotary Clubs, Kiwanis Club was in last week, to local businesses like Chris's Place, that's just around the corner from here, and the Elyria Brownsbackers do a Not Forgotten Box toy drive. So, you know, it's been going on for a long time. The community rallies around it every year. We set the goal typically at about 8,000 toys, and we seem to hit that goal every single year. So it's really important to us. It's important to the community, and we're happy to do it.
Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with the Salvation Army and the work they do in the community?
Yeah, so, I mean, going back to the origins of the Not Forgotten Box, we've been tied at the hip since the beginning. So it looks like in 1956, our Not Forgotten Box drive was targeted directly towards the Green Acres Children's Home in Oberlin. And there was such an overwhelming response that year that it just, you know, spread out to the rest of the community. And since 1957, the Salvation Army has helped us with the distribution. And throughout the changes in leadership in our company, in their company, it's remained a constant.
Right. Well, remaining constant is also being the local newspaper and the local news media source for people. It kind of shows the importance of that, to be in the community and how the community benefits from things like this that you're a part of, too.
Yeah, and it's like we say, we're happy to do it. It's a hectic time of year. Lucy Velez over at the Chronicle kind of spearheads this whole thing, and it's incredible that she's able to keep her sanity and keep this thing running like a top, because she does a great job, and I know she's gearing up for Monday.
Yep. Again, that's this kickoff, actually official kickoff for the Not Forgotten Box. So maybe this weekend is the time to go out the shop and get some of those gifts and be sure to donate them over at the lobby of the Chronicle Telegram. Bill, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for stopping in this morning. It's great to talk with you.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Bill Hudnett, publisher for the Chronicle Telegram, and be sure to tomorrow look for the new Saturday weekend edition of the Chronicle Telegram.